Remember a few years ago when reports of huge islands of ocean junk began to surface? The most famous was called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, said to be miles of plastic bags and cups and fishing gear all enmeshed, floating across the sea. Well, scientists have downplayed the idea of actual floating islands, but they don't downplay the huge problem of ocean plastic, and great brains have been racking trying to come up with a solution. Now, a 22-year-old Dutch inventor says he has it. Boyan Slat founded the nonprofit The Ocean Cleanup in 2013. With the help of a viral TEDx talk, he's raised a reported $31 million, much of it from very high-profile investors, including Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff and PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel. He's organized 30 vessel expeditions to research ocean trash and unleashed 65 engineers and staff to design a system of booms to collect it. Now, there have been critics. Marcus Erickson of the Five Gyres Institute worries about the effect on marine life of these booms. Others said Slat and crew were initially stubborn, didn't listen to science. But they have adjusted their design and this month announced plans are on track to start this ambitious project next year, 2 years ahead of schedule. Boyan Slat joins us by Skype from Delft in the Netherlands. Boyan, what first inspired you?
Yeah, so when I was 16 years old, I was diving in Greece and I realized I came across more plastic bags than fish and thought, yeah, I'll clean this up. And that for me started this mission to invent a structure that could actually clean this up. And now we recently announced we can indeed do so and in just 5 years' time.
Well, and you first gave a TED talk about this 6 years ago. You were 17 at that point. But there was this perception that there were these floating islands of garbage. We now know that it's much more below the surface of the water, this huge amount of plastic that is in the ocean water. So have you had to adjust the system? Tell us, first of all, about your system, kind of booms that would bring the garbage in.
Yeah, so indeed, at first it was the world had a perception that it was sort of a solid mass of plastic, and hence in the past people proposed to clean this up with boats and nets, but the thing indeed is that it's very much dispersed, the plastic, it's not a solid mass, so doing so would cost many thousands of years and tens of billions of dollars to complete. So what I proposed was to, instead of going after the plastic, we let the plastic come to us. And over the past 4 years, our team has been developing a technology that uses very long floating screens, which are in a U-shape. And what we do is we attach to this U-shaped boom, we have a suspended anchor, which is at a depth of about 1,500 to 2,000 feet. And what's the case is that the deeper you go in the ocean, the slower the current gets. So at the surface, it's quite fast. And then the deeper you go, the slower the current gets. And by suspending this anchor in this deeper water layer, we are able to slow down the system enough so that the plastic moves faster than the system, hits these barriers, and then gets concentrated. So in a way, we let the natural ocean currents do the hard work for us. And now we've been able to show that with a fleet of 50 of such systems, we should be able to clean up about half this Great Pacific Garbage Patch in just the next 5 years.
Because you're hoping that we know that the plastic gets to where it is because it's carried by currents to five regions of the ocean known as gyres. These are, you know, natural gathering points for marine debris. And you will then work with those currents to get that plastic to come into your catch-all. And then what, have boats go out to the area where you're catching the plastic and pick it up?
Indeed. So about once a month, a vessel visits each of these cleanup systems, almost like a garbage truck of the ocean, would bring the plastic back to shore where it would then be processed and recycled into new products that we would then sell at a premium, of course, because we could sell it being made out of ocean plastic. So there's this branding value to this material.
Okay. Well, as you know, there's huge interest in your idea, but also a lot of concern. There are a lot of scientists and ocean researchers who worry that these contraptions that you will put out in the water, which are not tested yet, will not be able to withstand, you know, nature's fury, and they'll become part of the garbage, you know, that's floating out in the ocean. But others ask, you know, what about trying to get the plastic on shore, the conservation groups that have collected tons of garbage right from the beaches, or get it right offshore? Baltimore has a water wheel that catches tons of waste right there in Baltimore's harbor. You know, what about this idea of, instead of this untried perhaps risky idea, get the plastic at its source?
We're happy to acknowledge that, you know, it's a high-risk, high-reward project, and certainly it's not easy, but we're confident that with the right team, right now we have 65 scientists and engineers on staff, we work together with the best offshore engineering teams in the world here in the Netherlands, that we are able to make it work. And of course, it's very much experimental right now. We're doing the tests, but through those tests, we hope to get to something that will certainly work. Mm-hmm. But having said that, of course, we also need to prevent more plastic from entering the oceans in the first place. But that is not a substitute to cleaning up plastic from the deep sea, because once in those offshore accumulation zones, the plastic doesn't really go away by itself. With our expeditions, we have found plastics really dating back to the 1970s even. So once it's in those gyres, it doesn't go away by itself, and it also gets more harmful over time. So all these large objects, they fragment down into these smaller and smaller pieces, becoming as small as that they would then be able to be consumed by fish and other wildlife, which is, of course, a very dangerous thing. So by cleaning up what's already out there, we also, in a way, prevent the creation of these microplastics. Right now, just 3% of the plastic in the oceans is those small and hazardous microplastics. But this will, of course, become 100%. So it would multiply 30-fold if we wouldn't clean it up. So I think we really need to do both. We need to both stop it at its source and clean up what's already out there.
Right. Well, even some of your critics, and one of them is Nancy Wallace, who's director of the Marine Debris Program at the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, say, look, a lot of the garbage is way too far down in the ocean. It's again, not what we think, this floating island. But even she says it's so great because you've got people talking about this and thinking about this and thinking, you know, will it work? And if not, how can we improve it? And I'm wondering, do you ever sit back and reflect, wait a second, I'm 22. If I understand this, I don't think you completed school.
Yeah, so after half a year of aerospace engineering in college, I indeed dropped out to do this full time.
Well, why not? Because, you know, you've got people backing you and you've got a dream and a vision. But do you ever find yourself thinking, how did this happen? I'm 22.
Well, I think I've always had my projects throughout my life. And you know, for me as an inventor, having an idea and seeing that become reality, there's really no better feeling than that. And of course, I hoped that we would get to the point that we would be ready to start deploying a first cleanup system in the ocean. But I never really realized how much of an effort it would be to get to this point. I think I severely underestimated that, and probably for the good, because if I would have known how much of an effort it would be to get here, I would probably have been quite intimidated and not have started this. But but we're here now, and hopefully we'll get to the point that the oceans are clean again as well.
That is the benefit of youth. Boyan Slat, founder of the nonprofit The Ocean Cleanup, planning to install their system to clean massive amounts of plastic out of the Pacific Ocean next year. Boyan, we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
All right, thank you.